We are watching closely as Congress considers the fate of Yucca Mountain Johnny. Yucca Mountain is the spot in Nevada where the government hopes to store nuclear waste from power plants. Yucca Mountain Johnny is a smiling cartoon character with a red hard hat, safety glasses, and a tool belt. He lives on a government website meant to explain the project to kids. Critics think Johnny is biased, and they're trying to get rid of him, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Yucca Mountain Johnny looks like a hunkier version of Bob the Builder. His website has some games and a quiz. True or false? The nuclear waste that would go into the repository could explode. Answer, false. Predictably, Johnny's website has some enemies in Nevada.
I thought it was an outrageous expenditure of taxpayers' dollars to, quite frankly, propagandize children of this country.
This is Congresswoman Shelley Berkley, a Democrat from Nevada.
Think of the tobacco industry and Joe Camel trying to sell tobacco and tobacco products to kids. This is the same thing.
Berkley proposed killing the website, and now her proposal has been added to a spending bill before the House.
It was time for Yucca Mountain Johnny to get his pink slip. We pink slipped him. He's gone.
The website seems to be suffering on its own. Some of the links are dead. Most of the puzzles and games don't have anything to do with nuclear waste. Johnny barely moves. Click on his head, and cryptic aphorisms appear like, change your attitude and change the world. The website does stress the importance of dealing with nuclear waste. Imagine what your house would be like if no one ever took out the garbage, it says. Shelley Berkley has had less success killing the Yucca Mountain project itself. She proposed cutting $200 million from its budget, but that was voted down. Like Johnny, Yucca Mountain is going through hard times. 3 years ago, a judge found problems with the radiation limits being used to design the repository. As a result, the government has yet to apply for a license. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.